We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Take him in the teeth, red hats!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Hey there, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Music for the Observant. My name's Nick. I'm filling in for Andy. Andy got in a fight in Tucson, so he's working that out. I just listened to a band called Fuzz. They're really fuzzy. They play some stoner rock, I guess you'd call it. Pretty good stuff. It's off their album Fuzz 2. And all their track titles sound appropriately menacing, such as Jack the Maggot, Red Flag, Bringer of Light, some track. We just listened to New Flesh and Sleestack. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Before that was a band called Failing. They played, and that was a live set, actually, that they played here in studio on Monday on Exploding Head Movies. They played for a whole hour, so if you want to check that out, it's pretty cool. It was, just go to the podcast. It should be from November 2nd. You can listen to the whole set. It's kind of like they started out playing a very kind of down-tempo, moody, kind of slow songs, and then it kind of picks up by the end. So what you were listening to is it's about halfway through. So if you want to see the whole progression, check that out. And at the top of the hour, we listened to a track called Believe With Your Eyes by an artist called Skim Milk. It's off his album Ghosts of Jazz. It's pretty new. Came out this October. And actually, that one surprised me a lot, because honestly, I saw the CD when I was gonna listen to it, and the cover of it, the art is doesn't look that interesting. It's like it's this sort of navy blue sheet with a silhouette of guy in a suit with a alto sax, and it just looks like a really honestly it looks like a boring kind of smooth jazz coffee shop album, but then you put it on and it's kind of got this trip hop thing going on. There's lots of odd instruments being played. I mean, it's a mix of electronic elements and also some marimbas and all over the place. So I've been listening to a lot of instrumental hip hop lately, so it kind of was in that vein. So yeah, actually I was pretty surprised by it. So it just doesn't look that cool, but it's actually pretty good. It's called Ghosts of Jazz. So moving on, we're gonna listen to War Baby, because it's good.
It's not nearly enough. Within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion. There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder Magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
This is how to make a great sandwich. Step one, get the soft but sturdy bread.
Up in smoke. It's where my money goes.
Step number two. Butter it with your favorite spreads.
One. Need to get the feel down, you know. Move around, you need to get the feel down.
Step three. Put in the meats and veggies. Step four. Shake it up. Pepper, salt, and all.
Yeah. Oh, homie. Oh, what's the...
and check her sneak out. Open fridge and I drink daddy big styles. Multi refine girl, more can reach out. And I'm NTA, more can speak out.
Step 5. Find another piece of sturdy bread. And that, my friends, is how you make a great sandwich. For more, listen to Soul Sandwich every Monday from 5 to 6 on CITR 101.9.
Timmy, your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town, and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
Thank you.
You're listening to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a band called Kent State with a track called Planetary Wounds. It's a pretty good one. I like it because it sounds a lot like the Archers of Loaf, who I'm listening to a lot lately. Just super 90s, super, super 90s, and kind of guitars that sound out of tune, but intentionally out of tune. I wasn't like too big on that style before, but I'm slowly getting into it, mostly because my friends are forcing me to. Before that was a track called Paper Cut Ink by Sabretooth, and before that was a track by War Baby called No Generation. And those are two bands that's like, yeah, it's a sound that my friends were sort of into before me, and I'm kind of getting more into it, just like super 90s rock and roll. Sabretooth definitely has that kind of Jawbreaker sound, more of a pop punk kind of thing going on. In fact, the 7-inch that they just put out, the font is the Jawbreaker font. So I don't think they're hiding their influences too much. But that's that's cool. Now let's play some music by one of my heroes.
So they say that you're engaged, silently enraged. Every night I'm coming unglued, can't help myself but thinking of you. Tell me, who you gonna marry? Who you gonna marry? Tell me true. Sure.
straight with a diaristic phantom.
That was something called Raising the Skate by Speedy Ortiz, who's another band that my friends are into that I'm just sort of starting to get into. It's pretty good. It sounds a lot like the Pixies, which that track at least as obvious a comparison as that is. And before that was Paul Westerberg, the track called Terry, Who You Gonna Marry? And, yeah, I pretty much like everything he does, even though it's sort of he repeats himself a lot, but I just like it. I just find it comforting. And to end this show, I'm going to play some more metal. I played a Motorhead last week because I was really nervous to come in here and play songs on the air, and I was a bit less nervous this time, so I'm going to play a track that I like a bit less than that Motorhead song, but it's still really good. It's by Judas Priest. It's called Dissonant Aggressor. After that, it'll be Marco with Astrological Talk, and yeah, we'll see you next time.